Abeloth had come to Coruscant. From the darkness back near the coral-encrusted staircase came a distant Kashyyyri voice, lyrical but angry.
"Back here, you fools! I see a light!"
Vestara did not hesitate. She circled past the puff fungus. She and Ari Ross had called them death stalks on the jungle world, and began to limp down the ancient tunnel. As far as she could tell, the passage had been part of some ancient transportation system. It ran straight and true for over 50 meters, then made a gradual bend to the left and ran straight for another 50 before starting to descend at a gentle angle. By then she could hear the voices of her pursuers crying out in pain and astonishment as they fell victim to the death fungi. Meanwhile, the guidance chirping was growing stronger. She dared to hope she was at last nearing the end of the evacuation route. Then, the concussion wave hit. At first, Vestara didn't understand what had happened. She simply found herself lying on the tunnel floor with ringing ears and a queasy stomach. The air felt inexplicably warm and dry, and she could see a rapidly fading orange glow around the bend behind her. Grenades! Vestara hadn't counted on that. She scrambled to her feet and began to call on the Force again, drawing it into her in a hot torrent of invigorating energy. The time had come to escape or die, and it no longer mattered which, as long as she did not let Sashel take her alive. Using the Force to leap the acid mats and her blaster to clear the death stalks and smother veils from her path, she broke into an awkward sprint. It was as much hopping and skipping as it was running. Another concussion wave hit, even harder than the last. But this time, Vestara was ready. She simply threw herself into the air and let the wave carry her an extra couple of meters before she landed on her one good leg. On a level floor. 3 meters ahead stood an iris hatch. It was too covered in mold and mildew to be called shiny, but it was completely free of yoric coral and equipped with a glowing control panel. The guidance chirping ceased, and a faintly female computerized voice sounded in Vestara's earbud.
"Passcode, please."
"S. Setnesh. Oniwis,"
Vestara barked. She had a memory for numbers, and she had taken care to rehearse the passcode until she could rattle it off in her sleep.
"Wis ni os Setnesh."
"I am sorry. That is not the passcode. Would you care to try again?"
"Is."
"I am sorry. The language..."
"Yes,"
Vestara interrupted, realizing her mistake. Sashel and her company had been speaking Kashyyyri, and Vestara had slipped into thinking in her native language without even realizing it.
"I would like to try again. Now!"
"Very well. But this is your last attempt. Your voice pattern has been recorded, and..."
The rest of the warning vanished into static as her pursuers set off another grenade. Vestara used the Force to brace herself against the concussion wave, but they were so close now that the durasteel flashed orange with reflected flame, and she was knocked into the hatch anyway.
374092,
Vestara yelled into her throat mic.
290374.
Passcode accepted.
Vestara stepped away from the hatch, ready to leap through and order it shut behind her.